I went really deep on Reddit trying to figure out what the secret use for glitter is that they don't want you to know about. And I still don't know.
Capital T, they.
Yeah,
oh, they. We've lost our...
The lizard people. Guys, have you heard about chemtrails? Because, wow.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Sorry. All right.
I forgot
next
about
we
chemtrails.
Get a...
Sorry, thank you so much for reminding me about chemtrails.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon.
Friends, we're finally back, and we have a new logo. Right, Claire? We're back.
Yeah, we're back. I mean, do you remember watching The Bachelor last night?
I mean, I remember watching people watching The Bachelor for sure and having some reactions
like
to it.
Big reactions. I definitely remember Chris saying that a few times. I remember them proposing to each other.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. But the actual Bachelor, like, unclear if we saw any of that at all.
Somehow we're going to pick through the wreckage of last night's extremely live, extremely three-hour event and try to recap Colton's night one.
And to do that, we're joined by a very special guest, our friend Allison Williams. You can currently catch her on the final season of Series of Unfortunate Events on Netflix as Kit Snicket.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for joining us.
So excited to be here. You guys are in the most positive mood. This is going to be great.
I know.
Yeah, happy new year.
Happy new year, guys.
Happy new year. Happy Bachelor new year. Happy new year to the many people who got engaged on live television last night. You know,
yeah,
just
to all the people who liked the photo.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
A real social media integration right there. Way to stay relevant, ABC.
Really just seamless.
New year, new Bachelor format that makes me want to die. It's just everything you hope for.
Is it
in
here
2019.
To stay?
I hope not.
I hope not. I mean, the finale had some touches of this, which I did not like.
Yeah.
The cutting back and forth.
I never liked it.
And this
like
was
it.
Even worse.
Yeah.
It
like
takes
it.
You out of it. I want to dive into the mansion and notice all of the many unnecessary candles they've lit.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
you know what
really
it felt
meet
like?
The characters.
It felt like they had twice the commercials.
Yes.
Because there were two times the things that took me out of the mansion. I really just want to stay there. I want to be in the produced show.
Exactly. Yeah,
the
and
whole
often
time.
The commercials also include people from Bachelor Nation.
Yes,
so
true.
It is sort of the same. It's like, am I watching Catherine and Sean eating McDonald's or am I watching JoJo and Caitlin say woo with a bunch of people in Dallas? Same sort of thing.
And we were Claire, I have to stop you. Now we have to go check in with Jared and Ashley
oh
in Park City, Utah.
Kill me. Oh my God.
I mean it was I feel like they picked the people from the show who were best prepared to do this, but it was still pretty clear that most of them are not TV presenters.
Yes, very clear. Although Caitlin and JoJo were good.
They were
yes.
pretty good.
I thought they were the most charming pair for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there were a lot of like we tossed to them. They don't know when to start talking. They say I'm having a blast 17 times in a row and seem to think that they're saying it for the first time each time. Like, I'm having a blast. We're having a blast here in this home where we're being hosted. We're having such a blast at this party. Thank you so much for having us. We're having a blast.
In the hot tub, in the parking lot, we are having a blast.
Having such a blast.
Who are the extras? I have so many questions. I want a BTS special on the live premiere. That I would watch as long as they don't cut away to live reactions to the BTS special of the live.
Right, as long as it's one cohesive product, I will watch a lot of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to be jerked around.
Exactly.
You know, who wants to be jerked around? Also, we were talking about this with Sarah and Nick, our producers, before the show, and they point out that it's a lot of work for ABC
huge.
To put on this
that
huge
was my
live
first
show.
Thought is that it is a ton of work.
And for what?
I'm not
no
sure.
No added value.
Just for no one to have fun.
Just to be clear, how did you guys feel about the format of last night's show?
I loved it.
Yeah,
I thought it was
really
revolutionary.
Really, really innovative.
I wasn't sure.
Do it every time.
Okay.
Well, this is kind of the problem that they have is that they have actually done this before. They've done the live bit of the premiere. They've done the bursting in on people's, you know,
watch parties.
So all they can do to make it the first time they've done it is to make it really enormous. And that doesn't always, like, translate into good television.
I can't even imagine it was that fun to be at one of those live parties. Like, the lines must have been horrifying.
Well, you know, you have to imagine, like, you live in Michigan and suddenly, like...
Well, that one would be fine because you're at a house on a couch. Yeah. I mean the ones where, like, there was no seating room.
Where everyone's wearing heels and holding.
You're in heels in a bikini.
With a wristband.
I know that it is L.A., but is January in L.A.?
I was just there. It's cold.
I mean...
That's all I could think about is that the impetus
naked.
To get into the hot tub was very high. But not because it looked fun, but because it was warm.
But then you cut to all these women waiting to get into the hot tub in bikinis. And instead of, like, shivering or being like, gotta get in, they're, like, sashaying. They're like, this
it's
is
LA,
my moment.
Baby. That is their moment.
Oh, I know. I'm so depressed.
Listen, I want the best for everyone involved.
Me too.
Truly.
Yeah, I want them
including
to have some
the fans
robes.
Of the show who I hope get to watch just a normal... 2-hour-ass episode of The Bachelor next week.
And this is the thing. I actually enjoy night one. Mm-hmm. I like to meet all of the women and see who does a ridiculous entrance and figure out, you know, which music cues are giving us signals.
I have a hot take.
Yeah.
I am anti-entrance shenanigans and let me grab you shenanigans.
Wow.
Anti it all.
That's fair.
The people who just said something sweet and earnest, like, nice to meet you, were the ones I remembered the most.
Do you think that this should be more like a series of polite interviews with Colton?
I just think it should be people being like, I'm freaking out. This is so weird.
But
like breaking the fourth wall a little bit more.
Those people stand out against a backdrop of weird gimmicks.
Yes.
If they all just did it.
Then it would be great. No, it would be like the beginning of the show.
I think it would be one note.
It would be like how the show began. People didn't figure out the gimmicks for a long time.
Yeah, I watched one of the old seasons recently, and it was pretty boring. No. I need gimmicks.
All right. Well, I guess we can't agree on everything.
I'm just sick of it.
I don't know.
I mean, the problem was the gimmicks didn't even pop because there was so
much
chaos.
Well, something popped.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Yeah, the gimmicks
no.
weren't great. There was no one, like, Teacup. I enjoyed that gimmicky entrance where he literally came in.
You mean cupcake?
Teacup, cupcake.
sort of the same shape.
Came in on a cupcake. Like, that was cute and memorable. This was, I guess there was a Cinderella carriage,
it just
but
makes
anything
me embarrassed
princess
for everyone, like, fashion
oh, it's
police
deeply,
arrival.
It's deep.
Like,
that was.
Yeah.
I just have to say, the fashion police arrival, she was not in a good outfit considering that she is a fashion stylist.
It was
horrific.
You really open yourself up to that critique, too, so you got to be really careful.
Right. You said you're fashion police.
You do have to be careful.
I need to police your fashion.
Yeah. Well, there should be a police for fashion police.
Yeah.
I think that's the
oversight.
The FBI.
Although someone was like, I'm glad the fashion police are here because there's so many sequins. And I was like, are sequins against the rules now? Like, I don't get
Clearly
it.
Clearly not because they were
the
all
Bachelor.
In sequins.
Where are you going to wear sequins if not New Year's Eve and The Bachelor?
The body glitter, though, was that is a move that you pull if you're not going to hug anyone. And if you are wearing it, you have to know that close proximity to anyone will mean they also are wearing body glitter.
That's how they remember you.
No, that's how a person comes over with a lint roller immediately after she walks into the house. I was watching all of it because also deodorant stains on his shoulder go away. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Lipstick, the side of your face on a guy's suit shoulder. Like, you know to look for these things.
I mean, it's because I feel like when I get dressed up for an event, I'm cleaner than I ever am the rest of the time.
Yep.
And then you watch The Bachelor and it's like, these women are just leaving stuff everywhere. They're like tanner and their glitter and their deodorant. It like made me really think differently.
Yeah,
about...
it's like a like Hansel and Gretel.
Okay, so let's go through kind of the highlights of the intros and the lowlights.
Are we just skipping the live programming?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I don't think there's anything beyond
people
what
got engaged
said to say about it.
Ben
there
almost
were some babies.
Got accosted.
That was upsetting.
There were apparently there's an ad for procreation that felt like it was forcing us as fans to have children.
Oh, yeah. The when they showed all the
Bachelor
children?
Yeah, they were like, having a baby is, again, controversial, really fun. It's like, what are you saying? What's happening?
That they're happy that they went on The Bachelor and they don't feel trapped by the lives they've found themselves in.
Okay, well, that's
the message that I received.
And now their children are old enough, nearly, to be recruited.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, they were trying to all sign their kids up for The Bachelor.
Well, Ashley was like, listen, I'd be hypocritical to say no. So
I mean, that's true.
I appreciated that her daughter was like, "No, I don't want to be Bachelorette." Even
as
a 3-year-old,
she knows.
Are you
here for the right reasons? No,
I loved that. Also, her daughter's name was Essie, and her son's name was Ford. I somehow never knew this information, but did they both just pick their favorite brand?
I hope so.
Really funny.
I mean,
I hope that was the criteria.
I'm an OPI girl, and that's weirder. So maybe I don't know.
I've seen recently too a book in which a character's name was Essie. Maybe it just is a name. I've only heard it.
My firstborn will be named Shellac. So. Yeah, big plan.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, and then we have two proposals and one fake proposal. I have to say, I wouldn't want to be proposed to in this context. I also don't think I would want my future husband to use the word pregnancy in that moment.
There were a lot of things
I just don't find it to be a
romantic
word. It's sort of a clinical word, although certainly accurate, and I support that. But that would be a bit of a turnoff for me. Also, all the hot people nearby.
Everything. It's a festival of nightmares.
Yeah, just complete nightmare on every level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want any. I wouldn't want any of it. None of it. The live
so
television
then maybe
aspect.
Maybe we need to adjust our framing here, because
it's
to be in that
wanted.
Room— You are. It's a personality type. Mine is I don't leave my house unless I have to. So given that, I wouldn't be in that room in the first place, I don't think, in
That's
that
true.
Viewing
That's
party.
Fair.
So if you're at the viewing party, then maybe the idea of being proposed to in front of, like, people that you think are just the most famous cool people in the world would be fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can't relate.
I mean, I hope it was fun for those
I
couples.
I do, too. That's what I'm saying. It's like I'm trying to keep a little hope that maybe it was okay for them.
I wish them all the best.
Maybe the night before, they were like, you know what would be really exciting is if I got engaged and, like, Blake Horseman was there.
and not the one proposing.
Right. And I guess even if he wasn't the one I was engaged to at the end, that would be fine, too.
Just by proximity.
Just, like, he's there. And I can look at him while I'm being proposed to by a less attractive man.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. They're all great. It's just, yeah, I would not want to be compared to hotter people while I'm getting proposed to.
No, I want
to
be the hottest person around when I'm getting proposed
to. I know,
to.
Which ideally no one else around.
Right.
That makes it simple.
Right. By default, then, I am the hottest.
We were in
one.
An empty house.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I felt confident.
No one here to show me up.
No.
Like, sweetheart, you're the most beautiful woman in this room right now. It's true. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Okay. The intros. We got a handful of intro packages.
We did. It felt like fewer than normal. Mm-hmm. Was that an illusion?
I don't know that it was fewer than normal.
Or if it just felt that way.
Yeah. It just felt that way probably because so little of the programming of the evening was dedicated to any of these women.
I think there were like 6 or 7 intro packages.
So who kind of stood out? I thought that Cassie seemed like someone throughout the episode that is going to stick around. She was the student speech pathologist.
I love her.
She seems really sweet.
She's really, really sweet.
She wore a nice floral print.
I loved her, like, Reformation vibe.
Yeah, loved that.
Yeah. Reformation, the clothing line. Yeah. Like, the Reformation. Capital TR.
I would love that. I would love it if someone came with a Reformation vibe, just like quoting Milton and like wearing ruffs.
Yep.
And I think we got a message that maybe she's fudging her credentials a little bit, because if she's a student, she's probably not also a practicing speech pathologist. That is kind of in line with Bachelor's standard bio, like, upgrading.
Maybe. But if that's how you're fudging your record, I'm going to be okay with that.
Listen, Colton is looking for a real working speech pathologist. He does not have time for this, like, I'm working
I'm
on it.
I'm a strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
Because he's grown up around a lot of strong, independent women.
Yep.
He's like, check that box.
Must
Love
be
a
nice.
Strong woman.
Must be nice.
Hannah is from Alabama. Her entire personality is
Alabama.
Roll Tide. People who are into Alabama are just, I'm sorry, it drives me crazy. Like, you can't just say Roll Tide whenever you're asked for, like, a fact about
but
yourself.
But you can, and
Except
it works.
You can.
We filmed Get Out There, and it's like a video game. It's like a secret code. Like, it unlocks things for you.
At least we know that she had kind of a rough night on other fronts, because at the same time that this was happening, Alabama was getting stomped by Clemson.
Weird thing to know.
Yeah, well.
The night of the start of the show or while this was
airing? Last night.
The ball was airing.
I see. I was like,
No. It was last night was the national championship.
Of course it was.
Uh-huh.
And I watched and I
live in a two sport household, football, bachelor.
Got
like
it.
We
understood.
Mm-hmm. And she called herself the Hot Mess Express.
And she is Miss Alabama.
Those
one
two
of two
don't
beauty queens.
Go together in my mind.
Like you're supposed to be put together if you're a beauty queen.
The talent of being a beauty queen is being like preternaturally put together. Like that's the whole job.
Or at least appearing so.
At least appearing. Well, that's
which makes her kind of perfect for this show.
Like her idea of being a hot mess is that like she's doing her perfect little Colton cheer routine and her tiara falls off. And it's like, oh my God, oh my God, my tiara fell off. I'm such a mess. Relatable.
Well, whenever my tiara falls off, I just feel like something is missing.
And it takes too long for my butler to hand it back to
me. Exactly.
It just drives me crazy.
Next, we have Katie, 26, on the older end of this crowd.
I know, a senior.
Yeah,
she's the same age as Colton. That's
almost disqualifying.
Yeah.
She's a dancer in L.A.
I think she's actually, her job is not dancer.
Well, she moved.
Oh, she moved
words,
there to
she
be a
dancer.
She
moved there to dance. And I was like, interesting.
She just moved there to dance in her free time.
In a studio.
And also work out. She goes to the gym. She seemed
ripped. Oh, my God.
Ripped.
Her workout was unreal.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I'm tired
like,
just
am
watching
I sitting
you.
Watching you when I should be pulling something very heavy across
the
floor.
Yeah, like give me some sort of resistance band right now.
She's a medical sales rep. Which is another hot person profession. Like, that is like dancing. So maybe she can
less
combine
athletic,
those.
But.
Yeah, you don't need to be athletic, but you do just need to make doctors want to take stuff from you. And that's important. Okay. He's her type. She loves that he has blonde hair and is kind. Sure.
The world is her oyster. Yeah,
well, the kind thing might like kind of throw a spanner.
Once she leaves LA, boy, she is just going to realize how much of our country is blonde and nice.
Try the Midwest, honestly. She skipped right over.
Corn-fed.
Another blonde, nice person is Heather.
Yes.
22, and she's never been kissed.
Never been kissed.
Yep. And the hair.
She has lots of
the longest
blonde hair.
Fluffy blonde hair. And it's interesting to me. She has like a lot of hair. It's very blonde, so obviously maintained. But it was sort of like retro-y to me because it didn't seem like she did a lot of the stuff to it that like everyone does now. She didn't do the waves. It didn't look like it had a bunch of shine spray on it.
Or
like
very pretty.
Flat iron.
It was just hair.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, she lives in the ocean. You
right.
know,
she's just like a beach bum.
She's a mermaid. I'm sorry. Yes, beach rat. And Onyeka lives in Dallas. Her family is Nigerian. Her parents were engaged after 2 weeks, and they're doing great. So
30 years later.
Yeah. And she would bring out all the tricks if Colton gave her his virginity.
It's a generous offer.
Yeah. I mean, you might not want to throw them all at him.
He might be overwhelmed.
You know what I kept thinking about last night? I was like, he is going to have sex this season, I'm fairly certain. And he's going to like it so much. And he's going to be so excited about it. And it's going to be amazing once he breaks the seal. What happens?
I know.
He's going to be so into it because, like, a lot of people are, like, into sex. And he's going to be no exception to that. And he's going to be so happy and so excited to be having sex.
You
and that is a Colton that
glow.
I'm so excited to see. He's just going to be like, guys, this is amazing.
Have you heard?
Have you tried this? And I'm so excited. I hope he is as earnest with us about that as he was with Chris Harrison when he was basically asking for how it works before the Fantasy Suites on Becca's season.
Oh, my God. When later in the season we get that preview of him being like, it's really sexual intimacy is really important, and I want it to be special. I want it to be tender and passionate. And
this,
I was like,
I'm telling you,
this is already the most sensual thing that's ever happened on this show. I feel very uncomfortable.
He is going to make love to lose his virginity, and then he is going to be having sex and then fucking by the end of the season.
I feel like we're going to see a real turnaround in his demeanor.
I'm really excited.
Next, we have Nicole. I'm sorry. Did she say she thinks it's hard to be single in Miami when you're really hot?
Yes, and I was just want to hook up with her. I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt because I really like her, and so I was like trying to figure out a way to interpret that. Yes, it sounded like a humble brag. She was. Yeah. It sounded like she was saying it's hard because then you get hit on by these guys who don't actually want to date you because you're hot. And so then you waste time just hooking up with hot guys.
Let me tell you, the reverse is you never get hit on by anyone. And that does not actually feel any better.
Listen, I'm just trying to interpret it.
I just...
Women who complain about being attractive.
I have a hard time feeling bad for hot people.
I struggle
about being hot.
Yeah, like we all have struggles
That
intersect with those of hot people in certain ways. But I don't think that their struggles derive specifically from hotness.
Yeah.
And next we have Kirpa. She
a dental
is a
hygienist, which felt to me like
a throwback.
Yes, a throwback bachelor career. There used to be a ton of dental hygienists.
Yeah. And I have to say, I'm very excited for the braid to come out. I'm excited for her hair to be back down.
Yeah, didn't love that hairstyle.
Didn't love the updo.
But
so glad she stuck
cute.
Around. Really, really into her. I really like her.
And her personality is that she loves clean teeth. So we really got a lot of good insight there.
And her family.
And her family.
That's more relevant.
Everyone loves their family, even Demi.
Not the case.
Demi, we got a lot from her.
Demi is 11. She's 11 years old. She's going to be
bat mitzvah
in a couple years.
I don't think she's a Jew.
What is
got some
Demi?
Vibes.
Demi is honestly...
Wow.
She does seem really young. There was a point where she was talking to Colton, and I was like, she just holds herself like a young
person. Except she flirts like she's been doing it for decades. When she said, I know it's hard to imagine because I'm so pretty.
Yeah.
I was like, I wouldn't know how to respond
to
that. That was so bold.
She hadn't dated a virgin
since
she
was
12.
I know. She is shocking. We're going to be watching her for, I think, like the next 5 to 10 years.
Her mother's in federal prison, but will be released soon, maybe on
the
show.
Hometown.
Yeah. Basically, if Demi sticks around through hometowns, she will be seeing her mother out of prison for the first time at hometown filming.
I will say I've always thought it was a little bit weird that given the fact that, I don't know, like about 1 in 2 families in the U.S. are in some way touched by the incarceration system, it's so strange that it hasn't been involved in the show before, at least to my recollection.
I feel like it's a little, like, more depressing than they usually want to go.
Maybe,
right?
But it's real.
I
found myself, when she said that, I was like, I have so much more sympathy for you now that I know that. Because that's rough.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's hard. And so it also made me conflicted about wanting her to stick around for hometown so that we could have that as a viewing group. But also, she seems like a nightmare.
She'll be around for a while, though, clearly.
I don't know if she's going to. I don't have a hometown vibe from her.
I don't know if she'll make it to hometowns, but I think she'll take up some sort of villain mantle at some point.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel like it's very uncomfortable to me that they would film her first meeting with her mom.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Once she's,
yeah.
Like, I always assume those are simulated.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems kind of exploitative and
first, not kind of. It would
be 100%.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, how do you, that's the inevitable, like the perennial bachelor problem is how do you show more realistically what kinds of things people experience and like what kind of lives people have without like exploiting their points of suffering.
I thought they did it nicely with Jason's family last season. I thought they did a good job with his brother.
Yeah, that was good. I think that it's maybe different when it's something that feels like you can now be like, oh, like it's good to be gay. Like we.
Oh yeah, I imagine like, baby steps in this community.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I mean, they're never going to be like, we support embezzlement.
No, that's true.
But yeah, next we actually kind of start having
that's
time
what I'm
with
saying.
Colton.
There weren't. I'm telling
I'm like,
you,
we
there
go back
were
to
way
the party.
Fewer. I think there were.
Yeah, we really zipped through them. And then we barely have any time kind of prepping for Colton. And what they used to do with crashing the parties is that you would see the actual bachelor more. So it became part of the introduction to him. But most of the party was seeing other bachelor people.
We do know, though, that Colton is very clean. because he showers constantly. He is
with cameras in the
room. You can't find Colton. He's in the shower.
Oh my
inside,
God.
Outside, slowly, at normal speed. Why do they think we want to see wet pit hair and tiny pointy nipples?
Maybe people do.
I think because it worked as a gimmick with Sean, and they are so desperate to make Colton Sean, even though besides the vague virgin thing, which, to be clear, Sean was not actually a virgin, but they're both blonde. And there's a virginity angle. So they're like, they, no, yeah. Sexuality.
And cleanliness? Like, what yeah. is happening?
Apparently,
he
that's the only
clean
sexy
and
shot.
Sexual.
It's wild. I can't
in
get over
shower.
It. I dare the next bachelorette to grow out her armpit hair and shower topless.
I would support that.
Sensually and in slow motion. Because I don't find that hot. I don't know. Sorry, it's just a very personal thing. Like, I don't want to
yeah.
see.
I'm going to say I didn't find most of what happened with Colton to have much sex appeal.
That's true. I think that the shower thing, what it brought to mind for me is when he was kind of like running his head under the water and like rubbing his face. I was like, oh, this is like yesterday when I cried in the shower for 20 minutes and the day before that and all those other times in the past when I've cried in the shower
like,
and you couldn't see my tears.
I bet he just finished crying.
He seems like he's been crying in the shower. And I support that. I relate to it.
I would rather watch Colton cry in the shower than
watch
like him
he was
sensually
weeping.
Shower.
I don't know. He didn't seem super chipper. I just assume. And he talks with Chris about the virgin. Chris, by the way, all night, and he and the host.
Oh, God.
Everyone has been talking about the virginity
thing. Tried to keep track. I started a tally at the beginning, and I lost count.
No.
On the second
block.
Too
hard.
It was way too hard.
I mean, it was really getting on my nerves.
Me
because,
too.
I mean, they can say, like, oh, some of the girls did it in their intros, like, sorry. And it's like, you picked the intros that we got shown, first of all. Second of all, you produced those intros. Third of all, Chris wouldn't shut up about it, and neither would any of the Bachelor hosts. Like, Caitlin being like, oh, you know, dolphins enjoy sex for pleasure, unlike Colton. And it's like, stop doing that.
Yeah, it drove me nuts.
It's so annoying.
I really hope we get to learn some personality quirks about him other than just his virginity.
Yeah, I mean, the good news
about
last night is I actually thought that in his conversation with Heather in particular, like, he was showing a little bit of personality. He was being kind of sarcastic and self-deprecating, and I was excited to see that he is a full person because he was like, just monosyllabic at first. Then he was like one-dimensional for a little while. Then he was just really nervous. And then finally he started, like, you could see that some of the girls were actually getting him to be a person. And I was very encouraged by that.
I hope we see more of that.
I think we will. I think he was really, really nervous.
Oh, absolutely. You could, at one point,
he was
just
nervous
stuttering.
I think I've ever seen. I was willing him to breathe. I was like, do your mom's three breath thing, but while you're talking. It's an amazing trick where you breathe while you speak. It's so helpful.
I mean, of course he's nervous, but I did feel like it was a sign that maybe this isn't the best setting for, like, I relate to Colton. I didn't have a lot of experience until I was into my 20s, and the thought of having to, like, flirt and, like, publicly, like, hook up with, like, 30 options would make me have a meltdown.
Well, it was a great point when he said, this is 6 times the girlfriends I've had in my entire life.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa,
that's
a good point.
And I mean, honestly, 5 was more than I really thought he even had. So, I mean, I'm impressed. But it's just, like, the thought that, I mean, there are skills involved with this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, that doesn't mean that, like, a virgin is useless or, like, any of that. I don't believe that. But, like, to be not an experienced dater and to be dating so many people at once seems extremely challenging.
But in a way, he has the single most important characteristic, which is openness. He's totally, he is like wide open emotionally. I feel like he is just the most vulnerable to being hurt of maybe any Bachelor we've seen so far.
Which is a good quality.
For the show.
For the show.
It
yeah.
is heartbreaking
not for him.
For him.
Not great for him.
If we were friends with him, we'd be horrified.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yes, I mean, I think, like, you know, people's complaints about Ari were that he was just, you know,
wooden.
Barely involved. And I think Colton so earnestly believes that this could work. And a lot of these girls do as well. So I think that's going to be a recipe for desperation, but also potentially success. People engaged in an earnest goal. I think it could turn out well.
There were just a couple moments when I was like, these girls are young, but, like, they're going to eat him alive, where he was like, seemed.
Oh, yeah, Demi. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
There are moments when seemed really genuinely excited about someone in the way where it was hard for him to act cool already. And I was like, Colton, you need to be more together than this because these women are not like blushing.
So do you anticipate people leaving of their own volition?
I kind of do. But
I love when that happens.
Me
though.
Too. I mean, I don't know.
It
just
provokes genuine emotional reactions.
I know, but then it's like a party where the cool kids left and just I wouldn't want like a closed circuit television on that party after everyone. Oh,
that's
boy.
True. I mean, I don't think a lot of people, I mean, because there's always a big incentive to stay and be on TV.
Yeah, the promo did suggest that maybe we got one or two of those exits, someone that he was into. So, you know, we'll see. I'm on board with anything that will actually give me an emotional reaction as a viewer, because we really lacked that with Ari's season. Mm. So,
yeah,
I'm hopeful. I want to feel a little heartbreak and feel his
me too.
You know, love grow for people.
I want a Rachel and Peter. That's all I want. Yeah. All I want
is that wrenching
goodbye. That killed me. I can still remember how I felt watching that, and I'm not okay.
I cried a lot.
So did I. I wept the whole time.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking.
I want to watch some. This is like the emotional equivalent of like the Coliseum. And like, I want to watch someone else get just pulverized.
My God. Are you okay?
I mean, you want to watch someone get pulverized.
Not permanently.
That's where this, I mean,
look,
well,
Peter's fine. Rachel's fine. It was just like from a rom-com. Is it you with Bibi? Are they still together?
Unclear.
I don't know if they were ever actually together.
Guys, I'm so gullible. Tell me something.
Did you believe that the goose and Crystal were having a baby?
No, but I also missed the fake story to begin with. So
there are too many tabloid stories floating around. I really can't be bothered to keep up with all of them.
Yeah,
I just don't care enough about all of these people.
I know. I can't keep tabs on 5 zillion semi-celebrities. Like, please,
I 7% care about all of them.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Allison Williams.
Demi was the first to have the limo, which means she'll be a major player.
Yeah, and she tells him she hasn't dated a virgin since she was 12. I just can't stop thinking about that. Next is Atasha in silver, and she's just like, "How nervous
she
are you?
Stunning.
I'm nervous.
So pretty.
So pretty. Like I was blinded by her.
Yeah,
her perfect features.
Hannah B comes out, Miss Roll Tide.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nicole then comes out and says, "Half of my heart is in Havana, but hopefully half of my heart will be with you," in Spanish.
Yeah, and I was like, what about Miami?
She's not into Miami so
her
much.
Her body's in Miami,
she can't,
but not her
how
heart.
How can her heart be in Miami when, like, she just keeps getting hit on there? And, like, it's hard.
Good point. It was amazing watching him try to like conjure his 8th grade Spanish that I'm sure he has. Like when he was watching her, I want like a slow-mo version of him watching her speak, because he was like contorting his face trying to translate.
Like, I'm gonna get some of it. Did you say corazón?
Did you say Havana?
Yeah.
That so I might know.
Are you from Cuba? He got several language tests this week.
Multilingual.
He seemed exhausted by the end.
I know. I described his expression as haunted in my notes after the last one. He just turns around
Croatian.
And he's like, that's so many languages so far.
That's the third language, I think he said.
Yeah,
it's the third language. Miss North Carolina, Kaylin, comes out in a sash that says her title.
But
I actually,
twist.
I will say, this was clever.
She's looking for an even
genuinely.
Better title. Miss Underwood.
However,
I hated this.
Oh,
Should have been Mrs. Underwood.
I know.
Or keep your own last name if that's what you want.
Or she wants to be adopted into his family.
To me, that was the misfire. I was like, promote yourself. What is happening? Yes, you were Miss North Carolina by way of Virginia.
Yeah.
But you can be, you would be Mrs. Underwood.
Right. There's not a reason for you to be Miss Underwood.
I just thought she finessed it perfectly. I was worried it wasn't going to, like, pull down and work out. I thought as gimmicks go, I was fine.
Logistically, it worked out for her. Yes. And she seemed very poised. She seems like someone who's going to do
her
well.
Literal
who's
job
going
to
be
the
show.
The runner-up to Miss USA.
Her job is to be
maybe
poised.
She'll be the runner-up. For Colton's heart, too.
Maybe.
She might
There'll be
actually.
A lot of good
Maybe
symbolism
her next
there.
Title will be Miss the Bachelorette.
Honestly, there is a lot of potential here.
Could happen.
You guys can't see this, but there's so many, like, arm gestures happening, like, as if they're standing on stage at a Miss America pageant.
I also do this during phone interviews. Wrist. I gesture a lot, and it makes me feel like they're understanding me better.
It's helpful.
You hear it.
Next, we have Sydney, who quit her job to go on this show. And her job was being an NBA Knicks dancer.
To be fair, she was definitely underpaid and had very poor job security.
100%.
We all know now.
Yeah, lots of labor issues with those NBA dancers.
Yeah. Next out is Elise, who also tells him that she's nervous. She says he's cuter in person.
Was she the redhead?
Yes.
Okay.
Makeup artist.
Yes.
Yes. Next is, and she's from Alaska.
Right.
And she's of our age, kind of?
Yeah, she's like 31.
She's a girl.
Yeah, her and Tracy are the two.
They're the grown-ups.
Yeah.
Old.
I feel like at 31,
oh, wait,
she's
what did
a
Demi
little
say?
Old.
She's like, even though she's 400 years old.
I was like, hey,
I'm gonna
lady.
Die. I'm going to keel over and die.
At
it's
30,
been real.
I feel like I won't be 31 for a really long time. I mean, it's like 5 months, so I'm like, whoa, grandma, you know?
Hey. Some of us are 31.
It's never going to happen for me. I don't know. Like, May feels
too.
Super far away.
April, we're almost exactly the same age.
I'll
be 31.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're older than me. This changes everything.
I know. It's horrible.
Okay. Tajwan gives him a mnemonic to remember her name, which is, I hope I'm Tajwan for you. I want to note that Chris spoiled her one-liner in his intro video on Facebook.
Rude.
Very rude.
Helpful, but rude.
Next is Cassie, who says she has butterflies meeting him.
Again, I know I came out strong anti-gimmick earlier, but I actually thought that one was good, too. I was horrified because for a second I thought they were going to be real.
I thought they would be real, and then
dead.
They didn't fly out,
and
so I thought they were dead.
Yeah, I had a moment of panic that they were dead, and then I realized they were fake.
Yes, it felt like
I'm
a real
so
Arrested Development moment, like
too.
The bird didn't fly out.
Oh, gosh.
How do you return a dead dove to the pet store?
But this was a cute gimmick. I liked everything about Cassie.
She
did very well.
Huge fan.
And then he put one of the butterflies in his jacket, and I was like, a producer told him to put a butterfly in his jacket so they could film it. I'm sorry. That's 100% what happened. It was cute.
It was
close
cute.
To his heart, Claire.
I mean, there's just no way that a producer was like, you want one of those for later, maybe? Just like pick
Stick
one
it
off
in your
and keep
inside
it.
Inside pocket.
Could be nice.
So Kirpa is one of the ones that we know from Kristen Baldwin made a dirty joke, and it got cut.
Because it was so dirty. And then she ended up having a very bland intro, which makes me wonder how many of the bland intros now and in the past were just aggressively R-rated jokes.
Whoa, what could she have said?
She hosed down the driveway and then said,
Is it wet or is it just me?
Something like that.
Is it wet around here or is it just me?
That's incredibly off-brand and I love it.
I know. I'm into it.
That
makes me like her more.
So much. Because it's disgusting.
I know.
Apparently it made
context,
Colton feel uncomfortable.
Oh, boy.
He's got a long walk.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a lot of them make Colton uncomfortable and he couldn't cut all of the people who made him feel uncomfortable. Next comes Caitlin from Canada. She gives him a red balloon, pops it, and then says, now that I've popped your cherry, we don't need to talk about virginity anymore. I appreciated that she said we don't have to talk about it anymore, but all of the people who made virginity jokes are in my bad books now.
So
they
no
let
one's
themselves,
left.
Yeah,
no
let,
one's
they let
left.
Themselves be convinced by a producer.
Yeah.
There was the V card magic trick.
That was
Katie.
I think I just took your V card.
And then, of course, the sloth.
Okay, this was the worst gimmick I think I've ever seen.
It was punishing.
Terrible.
It was.
And at first I thought that the upside was, oh, this woman gets to be cozy in a onesie. And then I realized she was still wearing a skin-tight dress and heels underneath it the whole time. So, like,
I saw the heels under the costume.
No, I missed that at first. And yeah. I was like, wow, there is no advantage to
this. It was like great muscle control. To move that slowly. It's actually very hard.
Well, she got her cardio
I move
in.
That slow all the time.
No, I'd rather not her cardio.
When we walk out of this booth towards the elevators, I want you guys to try walking that slowly. It's really hard.
I'm going to start shaking. It'll be like bar class.
Yeah. Workout of the day. There you go.
Here's the thing. She had the joke idea, or like she workshopped it with the producer. But did anyone think through to how painfully boring and uncomfortable it would be to actually sit through her doing the bit? Like, they had the idea of taking things slowly, but like, who wants to watch someone talk really slowly, especially when they're saying something extremely boring?
Or just bring a turtle.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. There were other ways to make that joke that would have been cute. Or she even could have done the awkward entrance and then like taken off
immediately
the suit and been like, spoken normally, but none of it worked.
I liked the externalizing it. And I think by the time, and maybe we'll get to this, but I think by the time the costume came off, she was very drunk.
Very drunk.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it was bad. Just bad.
So, like, maybe body heat and being just drinking to stay cool.
Yeah, she must have been very dehydrated.
Yeah, she seemed like kind of sweaty and like, incoherent. And Colton seemed really annoyed. Like, he was trying to be like, great job. You really stuck with it.
Well, he's
like,
just
committed.
Picturing the sunrise, and he's like, oh, my God, I do not have time for this.
He was trying to finish her sentences for her so that she would stop.
I was, for a second, I thought it was because he was trying to, like, seem smart to be able to anticipate her next word.
Could
but then
have been
I was
that.
Like, no, not even Colton. He's just trying to get her to hurry up.
He was like, that was pretty good, but with this look in his eye, like, that bitch is going home.
Oh, boy. Did she... I couldn't tell.
She did.
Okay. She didn't get an outro package at all.
I literally
they were like,
have
that's
no
all
idea
the time we
home.
Had for you. You don't get an outro. Your intro took 10 minutes.
Yeah. I feel like she would have had a, well, I wonder if they couldn't get anyone to cry because there were only 3 outros out of 7 and none of them were that emotional.
No.
One of them cried.
Was emotional, yeah.
But like, I expected better. I expected more. More tears.
Yeah, and they usually hold them there.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they had enough footage from the first night to sustain a premiere. I think they... Anyway.
Yeah. Erica, Anyeka shows up and she says, he's a snack and mom is ready to eat.
Whoops.
So the next person brings a snack.
Smart.
Yeah. Which
even I remember her name.
Erica.
McNutt.
Sorry, yes, her name is McNutt.
I get it, though, because I think what she was saying is that her friends all call her McNutt, which I think is kind of awesome.
But then, like, does she want him to call her McNutt?
Definitely not, unless she's friend-zoned.
No, I think she just wants him to remember
her.
Sorry,
that's regressive. I shouldn't have said that.
Next is Tracy.
Fashion police, which we sort of touched on before.
I'm into, like, ending police role play 2019. Like, let's just make the police not seem sexy anymore.
Also have
not
better
that she really
fashion
made them
sense.
Seem sexy.
Have better fashion sense if that's your profession.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just...
It wasn't quite there for me.
Yes.
She put the microscope on herself.
Right. By having that job.
By having that job.
And also... dubbing yourself the fashion police.
They do say, though, if you walk into a barbershop and there's 2 people in there and one of them has a great haircut and one of them has a horrible one, you go to the one with the horrible haircut because it means he gave the other guy a really good haircut.
But she can dress herself. You can't give yourself a haircut.
I'm trying. I'm just trying.
I have tried to give myself a haircut and it didn't go amazing.
You're saying it's like a those who can't do teach situation.
No. I was just saying that in a world where people are giving each other haircuts, you should go to the one with the bad haircut because he gave the guy with the good haircut the good haircut.
Essentially, this has nothing to do with The Bachelor. No. This is just some all-purpose barbershop.
This is just something I learned in philosophy that I wanted to talk to you guys about today.
I love it. Let's just give up on this show, honestly.
You guys read educated.
Angelique is the one who shows up in purple glitter. I think it's her dress, actually, that is shedding.
No, it's body glitter, I think.
She also definitely
like it
was wearing
coming
a very glittery dress.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've worn such body glitter, though.
I've also worn glittery dresses. That
get everywhere.
They shed?
Yes.
If you have glitter... It just goes places.
It's the scourge of our nation, and we need to talk about
it. Yeah, it's bad.
The holidays are so hard.
See the
New York Times article?
Yeah, yes. Getting us all talking about
glitter. Roughly 20 people sent it to me.
Great article.
I'm so deep on the record anti-glitter that people from all corners of the earth sent it to me.
I went really deep on Reddit trying to figure out what the secret use for glitter is that they don't want you to know about, and I still
the,
don't
capital
know.
Capital T, they.
Yeah,
oh,
they.
We've lost her.
The lizard people. Guys, have you heard about chemtrails? Because, wow.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Sorry. All right.
I forgot next about chemtrails. Sorry, thank you so much for reminding me about chemtrails.
We get a quick succession of intros of people who are clearly going to make no impression on this show.
Devin.
Because they used it as a glitter catch-all. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that while they were doing
it? They were talking about how there's too much sequins and glitter, right. And then they slip in like
Devin, Revian with her Mandarin, Nina with her Croatian. Oh my gosh, so many languages.
Yep.
Alex B. Does some Love Actually signs.
Because her voice was gone.
I actually thought that was sweet.
I did too. I liked her.
And it was strategically very smart because what did he say when she walked away? I wish I could have talked to her.
He was into her.
This is as women never talk. Men love
imagining
talking to you.
From The Little Mermaid
it's
and watching
aerial
it.
Lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
Men love imagining talking to you, but they do not like actually hearing what you have to
so
say.
So true.
Well, yeah, my number
one.
It would
be amazing if she stayed quiet until the very end, and then he proposed to her, and she just starts freestyling, and it's brutal.
This is actually how I prefer to communicate.
Yeah, I rap at you aggressively.
She's the one with the dog shelter, I think. Or is that
Alex? Yes, she's the dog rescuer.
And apparently, this was cut, but apparently later in the night, he has a producer bring her tea. So again,
she turns him
into a caretaker.
She seemed vulnerable. She didn't talk. What is not to love?
Everything that men love. Brie now.
Oh, and she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot to add that detail.
Real stunning.
She's like really incredibly beautiful.
Right. I could be as silent as I want, and this would not happen.
Any of us could.
Brie shows up and tries her Australian accent, and I think everyone has already discussed this because they teased this clip.
I'm so bored of this.
She had to do something to stand out, you know? Something to...
They never even closed the loop on this, which was the most frustrating
part for me.
That's
they released
so
it
true.
As, like, a secret scene, and she...
Were we supposed to like something for it?
No, that they save that for things that actually aren't secret, which is just here's stuff that you may remember from Chris Harrison
right.
being on the show. She sits down with him and is sort of like, you might notice I'm not speaking with an Australian accent anymore. And he's like, yeah, I thought, where did that go? And she's like, it's just an icebreaker. I'm not actually Australian. And he's like, oh, wow.
I would pick a less hot accent.
Right, because then it's a real letdown.
Australian accents are gorgeous. Like, maybe pick, I don't know. I don't want to insult an entire country right now.
Yeah,
just
don't
something
even.
Guttural. And then at least when you whip out your normal accent, it'll be a relief to him, maybe.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, do I wear more makeup on the first date or less?
We saw both strategies last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a personal preference
Mine
thing.
Is...
I'm of the Maisel school.
What's that?
Have you guys watched the show?
No. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
In the first episode, there's a great tutorial on how a proper housewife would have gone to bed and then after the
fantastic.
Husband goes to sleep, jumps up, cold cream on the face, takes all the makeup off, puts her hair in curlers, gets back in bed, and then before he wakes up, gets up again, takes the hair out of the curlers, does all of her makeup, and then gets back in bed in time for the alarm to go
off. So you guys don't do this?
No, I do it every morning. It's nice. I feel seen. The erasure is over, and I just feel
it's
seen.
Important to me that my husband never know what I actually look like.
No, or think that I naturally look like this. It's
yeah,
great.
Exactly. I would prefer to never know what he actually looks like either, but
no,
unfortunately, men
that's
don't
not
have
an option.
That standard.
No, he always wakes up in a full face of makeup.
Yeah.
If only. Next is Laura from Dallas. She is wearing the same dress as Hannah. And we find out that the nut, McNutt, almost...
The nut.
I thought that she said the nut, and then I later it became clear.
That's maybe nut. Worse than just not knowing her name.
I know. Erica.
Also, it's
Erica.
Deeply unspecific.
The nut.
Erica almost bought the same dress. There were a lot of red dresses. I feel like every season...
It was red and silver.
Yeah, and it had like a little
bosom
cutout.
No. I mean the dresses of the year were red and silver.
Red and silver.
Yeah. And this one had a little bosom cutout. I feel like every year more and more girls get the message that men notice red, like they're like the ball in the arena, and they're like, "Oh, what's that?" They're startled.
Are these? Are they like rent the runway, or are they buying these dresses? Would it be possible to do a return from the mansion?
McNutt said that she almost bought it.
Interesting. I've always
a lot of them buy the dresses, and then also the ones that probably have like a decent Instagram presence before reach out to boutiques. Yeah.
I've always pictured like many an RTR box coming and going from the mansion.
How would they? I mean, I don't do Rent the Runway. Wouldn't they have to send it back?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Not if they had unlimited. You could just keep it for as long as you wanted.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you could just have four gowns.
But you know what was interesting? Yeah. I actually was. The two women who wore that dress had such different bodies. I was like,
it looked totally
designer.
Different.
It looked totally different, and they both looked excellent in it. And that's a feat for a designer to basically, like, one had boobs and the other one had sort of my situation. And I was like, it looked good on both of them.
That's true. I feel like the little cutout there, as someone who also doesn't have boobs, is a great fake cleavage thing.
Yeah,
I know that MRAs
helpful.
Hate this. They're like, don't fake cleavage. I don't care. I want to see cleavage. So I'm going to fake it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
I put that dress on before my husband wakes up.
Only do you wake up in a full house of makeup,
I'll never know.
Like, this gown is what I sleep in every night.
A nightgown.
Some good boning. Yeah.
He thinks that a water bra is, like, my actual bosom.
Water bra.
He has no idea.
On my water bed.
I had to wear a water bra once in high school to fit into a costume for a school play, and it really changed how I felt about myself.
Wow.
It was so... bosomy. Okay. Next is Hannah G, who brought him his favorite underwear, an empty box.
Nothing.
Colton likes to go commando.
Why do we know this about Colton?
It was from like a credit scene last season.
Yeah, he's talked about it.
Yeah.
She looked great. She had that gold glittery thing going on.
She is like an Instagram influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
a content creator.
Content creator. Yeah. I was like, aren't we all in some way?
I've had a change, in my opinion, this season on influencers going on the show. Used to annoy me. You know what I feel now? Make money however you feel you must.
That is not my thing. I just genuinely want to. Is she making content for herself? Is she making it for other companies?
Both.
Is she helping?
It's mostly herself. Someone sent us to our Here to Make Friends Instagram account her Instagram story where someone said, "What is your job?" And she seemed to indicate that she does modeling, I think, for her Instagram.
Okay.
And then also does brand marketing mostly for herself.
Okay. I genuinely do.
So she is the product.
So she's literally just an Instagram influencer.
I think so. But maybe she works with particular brands. It's a little unclear.
Okay.
Maybe
she's an Instagram influencer.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she has a lot of followers.
Get it.
Yeah, I mean, if I were an influencer, I would definitely go on The Bachelor.
Yeah,
like,
it's
a good career.
Find a way
fully
to survive. Overlapping Venn diagram.
Yeah. next is Jane, who brought him a picture of his dog photoshopped next to her dog.
It was very funny when he couldn't identify his own dog.
He was like, who's that there?
To be fair, the picture seemed like underexposed, so it was very dark, and her dog popped. It was a lighter color.
Let's be honest. I'm constantly seeing photos of other people's cats on Twitter and being like, how do they have a photo of my cat? Because animals all kind of look pretty similar to each other.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
It's a gray and white cat. Like, I don't know how you expect me to tell the difference.
My God.
I know.
I would know Moxie's, like, pinky paw toe. Paw pad.
I would rely on my cat to know me. That's how it works in our household.
See, for dogs, the other way around is not true.
That's true.
I'm under no illusion that if something calamitous happened yesterday and she had to move in with a new family, she would love them as much.
See, I'm like really, I get really jealous. So that was a problem for me. I was like, I need a pet that will take
love
a really long time to warm up.
I'm totally kidding.
Else.
She's completely obsessed with me.
Of course she
is. And
she
needs me to stay alive. So
joke's on her, really.
Totally works.
I think I would get jealous, though, if my pet, like, was friendly to my friends.
Ditto,
I'd be like, excuse
ditto
me.
Eventual baby. If we have babies, like, the idea of my baby, like, really liking someone else, I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah.
And also,
I'm
you
your
know,
mother.
Inevitably, your child will
fall in love with someone on The Bachelor.
Yeah, hopefully. One can dream. Yeah. You know, we all have high aspirations for our future children.
I'm a nightmare in the making.
I know. I worry about it for myself. So
Catherine arrives. And she not only has, it's not a photo of her dog, it's her an actual dog, which she just hoists on Colton and says, take care of it.
As a dog owner, this horrified me. She should be arrested for animal
cruelty.
Yeah,
this woman doesn't love her dog. That's all I could think.
It was so strange.
And Colton was very young.
He was like, what?
He was like, I don't think she's happy about this, and tried to give the dog back to
Catherine. Because the dog is, what,
10? Yeah.
The dog is an elder dog.
Elder dog. I mean, a small dog sometimes can live into the late teens.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe, like, a 60-year-old dog?
70 was the age
in dog years.
Oh, right. Yeah, not young. So that was a bummer. She insists that he keep the dog because he's putting his heart on the line, and so
it was
only
like
fair.
Season? What are you talking about? It was very delusional.
Also, then we basically didn't see the dog the rest of the night, so I was worried.
What are you talking about? We saw so many little cutaways of Chris walking the dog.
Well, Colton was not,
but
with
not
the
with
dog.
Colton.
Well, I'm like, guys,
listen.
I'm like, at what point did production, like, probably
immediately production took the dog? Yeah,
yeah. I loved how all the other women were like, that's so unfair. She has such an unfair advantage. And I'm like, no, he's annoyed with her now.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't see it as advantage. I would have just missed my dog, and I would have been annoyed that she got to have her dog in the limo with her, like a comfort animal.
Yeah, why didn't he get to take his dog?
I think next season everyone gets to bring their dogs.
Yeah.
It would be so much better. It really would be. Then there's dog relationships.
Way cuter.
People should know that it's an option ever since Kelly Travis. Like,
yeah, she had her dog for a while.
She had a dog. Next is Erin, who is Cinderella. And as we might remember from the bios, she's Cinderella because she loves shoes and she works for her stepmother.
Guys, I got nothing.
I mean, I got
this
nothing on Erin.
Really bummed me out. She takes off her shoe and gives it to him and tells her to find him at midnight, which is maybe a smart gimmick.
But also probably happened an hour ago.
I was going to say, it's probably already past midnight.
And finally, all the women are there. So it's time to mingle. He gives a toast about how nervous he is and how they're all just feeling emotions in their minds. And he's going to be true to himself. And he just asks for honesty from them. And all the women are like, he is the reincarnation of Gandhi. He is.
That's
I've
not
never
what
seen
literally any of them were thinking.
As kind as he is, just a level beyond how good people can be. He's beyond that. And I was like, but why? What
because
makes you think that?
He's rare.
Because dogs and because charity.
Oh my God.
Right. Right.
Never underestimate the power of that footage of him interacting with kids.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, it's true.
The bar is so low for men.
So it's so sad.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
I'm reacting right now like, who cares about whether someone's nice to kids? Obviously, it's good to be nice to kids. But like,
given that it is nice.
I mean, not everyone is. I mean, we can throw that out there. Okay, so Demi steals him immediately.
And suddenly all of the girls are just freaking the fuck out.
The mood shifts.
As the kids say, shook AF.
Yes, all
we're
the
hip,
kids say
as
that.
Demi
exactly.
Says.
Right, Demi, who is a decade younger than us.
Oh my God. Every season, someone steals them immediately. And every season,
everyone is shocked. Everyone is shocked how many women there are. Everyone is shocked that people steal him to talk to him. Everyone's shocked that someone does that first.
I mean, there's just nothing to talk about. It's
so
like talking about
weird.
The weather.
It's
Can you believe
so
it's strange. Raining right now?
Can you
I mean,
believe
yes.
that there are 30 women here?
Weirdly, I can.
I can.
Because yes. there have been 30 women there the last, like, 5 seasons.
Except for when there were more than 30 women by only a slight number. It's wild.
So Demi has this very weird conversation with him. She knows nothing about him, which is kind of refreshing.
Would you think that was real or no?
I mean,
I couldn't tell if she was just. I think she's maybe either read the game and is like a
she
genius.
She was negging. She yes. was negging him.
I think I can't tell if she was negging him or genuinely was like, I've been on a dirt bike. I have no idea. Like, what are you happening? What's
she's like,
happening
I was just
you?
Too busy longboarding and off roading.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like a chill girl like that, but also I can show up in a lace. Two-piece.
I'm not afraid to get dirty, even though I look so pretty right now.
I look so pretty. And then she's like, I can see in his eyes that he has a little crush on me. Also, he says he has dogs, and she says, oh, I have kitty cats. Ugh. And as a cat person, I did not like that.
I have kitty cats.
I have kitty cats.
Hard pass.
The cool thing is it made her seem so much older.
decades older.
Nothing says adult like kitty cat.
I felt like she was trying to make having cats sound suggestive somehow, and I was, like, uncomfortable. Okay. Next, he sits down with Erica, who wants to have a really important conversation with him about...
Like, why are you a virgin, dude?
Something we really haven't talked about with Colton, which is that he's never had sexual intercourse with a woman. And, like, why is that?
It's impossible because he's hot.
And he says, well, at first it was a choice, and then I was... backburnering dating to my football, and now I've waited so long that I don't want to just, you know, give it away for free. And he's just waiting for the right person, and she like seems so relieved.
Like, what did she think
this
he was
has nothing
say?
To do with you, like, back off. It was weird.
I mean this is when I started thinking about how excited he's gonna be when it happens. I know that sounds like an obvious point, but like, let's all just acknowledge how he's gonna be so into it, and it's gonna be so funny.
I mean, it is weird to imagine it actually happening during the season.
It's going to. I'm positive.
I don't know about you guys, but like, I was like very busy for the first few weeks after.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, positive it's gonna happen, and then everything.
I hope everything will change.
Different.
Yeah, and then
his feelings are gonna get more. He hasn't dealt with that yet, like what happens when you cross that sexual boundary in a relationship with the intimacy. Like,
and he's not going to get to do the like sex haze thing, like,
yes,
because it's
gonna
be like
no time
thrown back out. I hope he waits, because this does not seem like a good context for people to like throw all that oxytocin into their system.
You're
for
really
the first
ruining
time.
The premise of the show.
I'm very annoyed at the premise of the show. I need them to stop talking about it. Okay. He talks with some other people who don't make any impression at all. He and Hannah G do some deep breaths to calm down, like he does with his mom.
This was also great because he wanted to kiss her so badly.
So
I could see
badly.
It on his face. And they didn't. And that, I think, is what got her the first impression rose. Because
yeah.
It was like unfinished business.
That's
I'm
true.
Telling you, I think
yeah.
That was a really, really smart strategy.
Good strategy. Well done, Hannah G.
Yeah. The other women should have just dived out of the way.
Just
no!
Like...
I want that rose.
It's simple. Don't talk. Don't kiss him. Be sick.
So many strategies. Then we have Kaylin, Miss North Carolina, and she loves to travel. She even got dumped in
okay.
Thailand.
Can we talk about this? I need to know everything about how this happened. You are across the world, and someone is so done with you that they break up with you
in Thailand,
presumably in a hotel on a vacation with tickets back.
It's rough.
This is fascinating. What happened? I need to know everything.
I like to imagine that she's like backpacking through Thailand, like post grad or something, and she meets another like backpacker, and they had like a whirlwind affair.
This is definitely what happened.
And then he's like, look, babe, I'm sorry. I belong to the road. Like,
oh,
this
boy.
Can't be. I can't go back and give you a white picket fence.
Well, she seems
I
to
can't
have
give you babies.
You know, a lot of her dating life revolves around extravagant dates in foreign countries.
Yes,
she's
that's
the one.
True. She's well traveled.
Yeah, who flew to Japan for a first date.
Oh my god, maybe it was that guy. Maybe he was like a jet setter, and she kept having to meet him in foreign locales.
The only other thing I could think of is that she was in Thailand unrelatedly. And finally got to a place with service and was dumped.
Oh, over the
it's
phone.
Like, I meant
yes.
for you to get this before you left, but I guess you just were already at the airport. I mean,
I don't know when you're going to get this.
And he kisses her.
First kiss.
Also, he tells her that his experience has made him more of a man than most 30-year-olds.
This was very weird.
It made me wonder what kind of life experience he thinks most 30-year-olds have. Like, he's
I will
like,
say that
I've
his...
had one job. I've started a charity.
And I've been
a virgin. And I've dated five women.
And like, he was fat.
Oh, my
Don't
God.
Don't forget. The
that
hardship.
Whole
he was
montage.
A chubby child.
Where there were photos of him at, like, 8 years old. And he's like, I didn't have many girlfriends back then. No shit.
I will say, though, it is refreshing to have the idea of masculinity untied and untethered from sexual prowess.
That's
so
true.
It was fascinating and sort of, like, I don't... jarring to hear someone say, by 30, I'm more of a man than... I mean, it was just interesting. I was like, what is your rubric? This is fascinating.
Right. Like, I definitely don't think that having sex makes someone more of a man.
That's right, yeah.
But if you've had, like, fewer life experiences than most people, then I do wonder what
what is the thing that makes
what does
you,
he think? Like, maybe I don't get the sense. Yeah, maybe we don't know. But, like, a lot of people go through a lot of stuff. So
what are you
it seems
talking
presumptuous.
About?
Colton is the person in the world who has gone through the most stuff.
That's true. He got dumped on television and he
was chubby.
Didn't get to play in the NFL for
nothing,
as long as he wanted.
Nothing has been more traumatic than those two things. So
there you go.
Like, I've been through some stuff, and I don't think that I would say I'm more of a woman than people
right,
who are 40
exactly.
years old.
No, it's the water
like,
bra.
It's weird. It's the water bra. That's what makes me
That's
more
what
of
makes
a woman.
You more of a woman.
Which is why I never take it off.
Her boobs are overflowing. Wish you could say.
The first impression rose comes out. Meanwhile, in Park City, a cheerleading squad is doing a cheer for Colton.
Oh, my God,
Colton.
I forgot about Park City.
Sorry, no, second
please,
Colton
please,
cheer of
it
out.
Was so nice when I forgot about Park City.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, we also learned that Colton's mom was 24 when she had
both
him.
And their dad, parents.
Both, yeah, both of his parents. So,
I mean, I was 22 when I met my husband. It's not...
Oh, I was going to say when you had kids because I had no idea.
I have a whole family. We never talk about our lives.
It's just very private.
I was 22 when I met Ricky. So, you know, as much as I'm going to hate on a lot of these girls, I was younger than
I really can't. I was 24 and Greg was 28, which is an
30.
Age difference that I would fully mock on the show.
He was 30 and I was 22.
Allison,
isn't that
wild? Have to break up.
My family.
It's over. I'm
over
sorry.
3 years married. I'm like, oh my God, I was 22 and you were 30. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like that's against the rules.
I'm gonna try not to be a hypocrite.
It's tough. I do wish they would just cast differently such that it didn't seem to be trying to make that happen. But like, what are you going to do? Now that the first impression rose is out, everyone starts freaking out. People are doing their little planned things for him. Sydney teaches him how to dance. Elise has fishing in the pool.
With a quartet, but someone goes, an orchestra. I was like, I guess maybe technically that's an orchestra. It's just more than two instruments.
I mean, each individual might be a member of an orchestra.
Yeah, I would assume. Yeah.
It's a bevy of instruments.
They were playing Clair de Lune, which was a nice choice. I thought I liked that choice.
It was nice. And she teaches him to do just like a basic box step.
Yeah.
Just like I learned with my dad before my wedding.
Yep. That's helpful.
And Tayshia has a fun fair and he has to give her a piggyback ride. It's
pony.
Very cute. But it was a piggyback ride.
It was definitely a piggyback ride, but she referred to it as a pony ride.
I think she probably wanted him to get down on all fours.
Oh, God, on
because
that
Because that is a pony ride.
Wet, wet drive.
Yeah, he just has a lot of, wet knee stains after. Ugh.
I'm sorry. You're the lead. You're getting big bucks. Commit, you know?
I want to know how long the turnaround was from them coming up with this gimmick. Like, she had to have that planned at least the day before. They had printed signs.
Oh, I'm sure they planned. I think they planned those.
It was impressive.
Yeah. We finally see the sloth without her costume. And as we mentioned, it goes badly.
Poorly.
Yeah. She's from Cape Cod, which is cool.
Yeah.
Just as an East Coaster.
Just like being from Alabama, that is an entire personality. Catherine pulls him next.
I did think that was very funny that she would not stop talking once she took her costume off.
Yeah, I know.
I loved that as a choice, as like a personality choice.
She had to fit it all in.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, boy.
And
Catherine.
Oh, boy.
Catherine honestly seems kind of boring despite having all these. Like, she's like a DJ and she did this weird gimmick. And like when she
Her
talked,
only
I was
personality
like,
oh. quirk really seems to be that she softly affirms people and then
does whatever she wants. Yeah.
Hates conflict. Don't forget that.
Hates conflict. I keep having to remind myself that she's 26 because something about her just reads very like older to me.
Would you like me to tell you?
I mean, it's the filler.
The filler.
Well, it's just the more you do, the younger you are, the older you look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a simple formula that's going to fuck over entire generations of young people watching shows like The Bachelor and Love Island.
Yeah.
It's hard. DJ is fascinating. If I was playing like a matching game and had to match her with her job, DJ would literally be the last job I would choose.
I need to know more about this.
Did you guys get that vibe at all?
No. Not even a little bit. I actually forgot she was a DJ.
Yeah, me too, until they
reminded
us. I
couldn't even think of a job that I would give her. Housewife is not a job. Real housewife. Maybe a job.
A real housewife.
Yeah. And
that's definitely a job, BTW.
Yeah.
Tracy steals Colton from Catherine, who is very upset because this was her moment to fall in love with Colton and create this whole entire lifestyle together.
So true. And lifestyle is
lifestyle.
Key. Can I ask you guys a question? Have you ever learned how much time everyone actually gets? Like, how much do you think she got with him and how much do you think the average person does?
People only get a few minutes generally. I think sometimes they let someone have a longer period of time.
Because it is all very, very managed short, by production. So, like, if someone wants to steal someone, production
has to send them. They have to either be explicitly sent or they have to ask.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Tracy is who Catherine ends up interrupting next. And per Kristen,
she goes back in because she thinks her conversation is more important than coloring on sneakers, which is actually true. Because nothing is less important than getting Colton to color.
But per Kristen Baldwin's reported rundown of the night, that was the moment in which the production in the back was like, this girl's a ratings killer. Get her off screen, Tracy. So I'm sure they were like, yes, we'll send Catherine back out there.
Oh, Catherine. Yeah.
But Onyeka is not a fan. She wants to give Catherine a taste of her own medicine. So she comes up in a snorkel and blows a whistle.
That was
and says,
the most bold move.
And then that line, she said, I heard you were drowning in bitches.
So the thing about that to me is that it's got to take at least a few minutes to get the snorkel and whistle thing together. So she's got to have talked to Colton for at least 5 minutes there. Like, do you think they had planned that out so well that they were like, get ready, Catherine's going to steal Colton, and then you're going to walk out there in this snorkel.
She might have had the snorkel ready because it works no matter who he's talking to.
That's true.
It's just a plethora of women put another way.
It's like, I heard that you were talking to a woman, which is definitely what
he's
going to
be true
for
100% of the time.
Do you think they just have a box of miscellaneous items around for things like this?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it was very funny. I can't remember who it was. I think Catherine, who critiqued the choice of the snorkel. I was like, you're missing all of the points.
She's like, when I'm snorkeling, it's like, because I'm on a beautiful
I'm going to guess that when she's snorkeling, she's also typically in water. That was not sweet girl.
I feel like this was not an appropriate wardrobe choice for the setting.
Funny.
But of course, that's not the end of it. Catherine goes back for a third and then a fourth time eventually.
Which is referred to as, quote, unheard of. I loved that. I was like, in what
there
space?
There is no precedent
in the
for
world,
this council.
In the show, I loved unheard of. It was so dramatic in a way that was very, very
It's like the literal, great. Like, verbal equivalent of pearl clutching. Like, that is exactly what you would say while clutching your pearls. I do declare that's just unheard of.
Really?
And so. Colton has this great way of handling it where he just keeps saying, third time's the charm.
Oh,
fourth time's the charm. Like, in case you didn't notice, you're really bugging me tonight.
Poor guy. The producers are killing him with her.
So Onyeka decides she needs to just have a girl-to-girl chat.
Which,
about
if you've been
stealing.
Watching the show for a while, you've learned is the thing to do. You don't go to Colton first. You go to the badly behaving person first. But then that person is tone deaf enough to have made the original sin in the first place and thus is not going to be able to take the note and go forward.
Yeah.
Right. She seems to a little bit. Like, Catherine is oddly disarming. She's like, yeah.
Not a word I would use to
I hear you. Well, disarming to Onyeka. Like, Onyeka was prepared.
Just by yes-anding her.
Yes, prepared to kind of go in. And then she's just like, yeah, okay. And Onyeka seems taken aback,
and they
just hug.
She used the word desperate, which was very aggressive. And she's like, I wouldn't. That's hilarious. What did she say? That's hilarious.
Yeah. Onyeka's like, stealing him three times is rubbing people the wrong way. It looks kind of desperate. And I just wanted to let you know that, like, that's how it's coming off. And Catherine says, like, I'm sorry if I, like, was disrespectful. Like, and, like, you say I look desperate, which is hilarious, by the way. I'm like, you're not making it hilarious by saying so.
No.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious that you would say I look desperate. I definitely don't. No
one believes that. She was laughing so hard when she said it, so I believe her.
She's definitely not mad, and she thinks it's funny.
She's cracking up.
Her whole apology was very much like, and I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh, it was a non-apology apology.
Yeah. Yeah.
We like those in 2018/2019.
A real carryover.
Mm-hmm. And that is when she then steals Colton for the fourth time from Tajwan.
I was like, what is you? What is you?
What is you? What is you?
That wasn't my exact God. It might as well have been that incoherent.
Yeah. And Colton, at this point, sits down with Katie, who is very close with her family, and he loves it. And he, like, immediately, like, falls in love with her. Like, it's very, like, kind of odd to watch someone who has so little control over presenting their interest in people, that he just, like, immediately started touching her leg and then was like, I'm really glad you're here. I'm so glad that we're both here and that we can, like, do this. And, like, he, like, hugs her and she's like, oh, this is going better than expected.
Refresher. Who is Katie?
Katie is the dancer. LA. Medical sales.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, personal space was fascinating watching that. The two of them were, like, first when they got on the couch, they were, like, in each other's armpits. Then someone adjusted because they were like, I can't even see your face. Our faces are, like, we're cheek to cheek. It's not a way to start a conversation.
I think that he, like, really wanted to be all up on her right away. And she was like, I'm glad this is going well. I'm definitely interested. But, like, not quite feeling the we're already all over each other vibe.
Well, tough shit because you're getting a kiss.
That's what he wants. Yes, he kisses her.
By this point, it's presumably at least 4 a.m. Yeah. So the women are starting to lose their minds.
And the
Colton's
first
just
impression
making
Rose
out with people.
Has been on the coffee table on the crystal for a long time.
Yeah. He talks to Hannah B., Miss Alabama, and they promise to be honest to each other, which is
they
great.
They pinky promise.
That's just like a Chekhov's gun for him later in the season, being like, we promised to always be honest with each other, and I have to be honest that I just don't see us getting married.
I totally agree that Colton was thinking about Chekhov when he was arcing out this season.
Listen, I'm not Colton. I'm here to think about the narratives and the tropes, and when they say that to each other first episode, that means that he's going to get to turn that around on her when he sends her home.
Will he think of it? No. Will someone
remind
him?
Absolutely not.
Of course.
He will not remember that he said that to her.
Remember how you were always going to be honest.
But a producer will.
I said that? That's so weird. I would never say that.
I never promised to be
honestly,
honest.
It would be amazing to have a producer to, like, spitball breakup conversation ideas with. I think that could really put an end to ghosting.
It's a sad state given how bad the breakups end up being that they've been able to walk
yeah,
through them with someone
them.
Already.
It's like that scene in The Good Place where Chidi workshops his breakup in a simulation.
Yeah. And it goes badly. And at this point, Colton takes the first impression rose and gives it to Hannah
Walks
G.
through every room of the house.
Yeah, of course.
Goes out of his way, stops by the women's room. It's like, oh, no, it's not in here.
She says, this means the world to me. This validates everything.
I know. That made me really sad.
Everything.
Everything she's ever done in her life has been leading to this moment.
Oh, God.
Listen, I like them together. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, I see
I think
it.
They're sweet. It's perfect. Done.
Oh, yeah. She's.
They both are like.
She's making it to hometown.
Seem like nice people who also like extremely want to be famous, which is pretty much
Colton
what
needs
most
to be
successful
with
bachelor couples are.
Yeah, Colton needs someone who shares his desire.
I would arrange
for
that
Instagram
marriage
fame.
Tomorrow, and I think yeah. they'd be totally fine.
Unfortunately, he has to keep dating all these other women.
He's going
to
ruin it. It would be perfect.
And yes, this is when we get enough Instagram likes on the Bachelor.
Oh, more than enough. More than enough.
What a waste of social media organizing. The result is not that we like fund someone's new home or anything useful. It is to see outtakes of Chris Harrison through
Chris
the years.
Chris Harrison, the retrospective.
Not even outtakes. Most of them were just like literally scenes from the show of him being like, it's me, Chris Harrison. I'm not the bachelor.
But
I'm the host.
But if his grandparents were alive, they'd be really proud of him.
That's
true.
I
mean, we did learn that Chris Harrison's mom, total babe.
Yeah.
Total babe. Really cute. Great on camera.
It was
and he
nice
cared
to
about
humanize
his clothes.
Him.
I found that really charming. I found that really, really cute.
It was nice to see a human side of Chris.
Yeah. He cried.
He felt he
nice.
Choked up.
Then we finally get the rose ceremony.
Oh
dear
my
Lord.
God.
By this point, I was just falling asleep on my couch, just begging to be able to get in my bed. And it was,
me
I was
too.
Like, please let
I was
this
up,
be over.
I was up at 5 this morning to do Live with Kelly, and I was like, you've got to move faster. This show has to move faster.
Oh, my God. It was too much.
So Hannah G. already has a rose. But the women and the night exceeded all of Colton's expectations. So great for him.
Good. Yeah.
And then he starts giving out roses. Kaylin gets a rose. Katie, Alex B, Hannah B, Anyeka, Caitlin, Annie, Kirpa, Heather, Elise, Taisha, Courtney, Cassie, Demi, Nina, Erica,
it really
Sydney,
feels like you're making
Bri,
these names up.
I know. Angelique, Tracy, who I was shocked stuck around, Nicole, and finally, of course, the last rose goes to Catherine.
The producer's choice.
Yes.
I had to wonder if, I mean, he couldn't, again, like I said, couldn't get rid of everyone who made him uncomfortable. But I did think that Catherine was one of several people who I thought were producer picks. But like Tracy, I didn't feel like he vibed with.
Well, they always keep around a handful that they know they'll just be able
but
to get rid
like,
of.
But she's like, she's a personality,
two.
Right? Like, she
is
she's
she?
Like,
is she?
She's
I didn't
like
find
weird.
Her to have any.
Maybe
personality.
They didn't finish their shoes.
Yeah.
He's I like, think she'll go home next bands. Week. I think she's done after week two.
Yeah. Okay. And it's fully daylight outside. That
fully.
Looked. It looked like it was like 8 a.m.
Yeah. Kristen minimum. Baldwin said it was like just before 7 a.m.
Oh, my God.
You could hear the birds.
Yeah. It was like not dawn, though. Like the sun had been
the sun was
risen.
Up.
Yeah. You needed sunscreen.
Yeah. It's like they early on, like they were like, got to get this all done. And then they started being like, you know, we end the night at dawn and it's fine. Like we
don't
keep
have to worry
going.
About lighting.
Yeah. We see Tajwan going home. She feels like she was taken out of the equation too early. Erin is upset because she's not getting her Prince Charming.
Really committing to that.
We do see Devin Cinderella crying.
Did
and
you
they
guys
achieve
note the
that.
Pumpkin that she walks by?
Yes. Plant.
God, I was like, that is uh-oh. That intern. Oh my God.
Earning I mean, her keep.
At least pumpkins were in season. Devin, we do see crying. They managed to catch her while the other girls are doing their toast.
That was brutal.
That was awful.
Yeah, I would cry too if I had just been told to go home after spending like 18 hours filming and two days sequestered in a hotel. And then like women are like, yeah, our new home.
Yeah.
Woo. I would cry too.
Yeah. So. You've just been rejected. Never feels good.
Yeah.
And also going home are Jane, Alex D, the Sloth, Revion, and Laura.
Don't remember who
me
half
neither.
Of them
I have
are.
No idea.
Yeah. Seven girls axed, barely made a
Then we
a dent.
Get an extended promo that is just like Colton in the shower. Colton emerging from a pool of water.
On a mountaintop.
Colton making out in a pool of water.
Colton seizing a girl by her hips and throwing her up against the wall of a shower.
Guess what, guys?
He's clean.
Colton, the virgin, is a sexual being. And he's clean.
And he's very clean.
His hygiene is impeccable. And he would like to stay clean while having sex.
I mean, that would be a good reason, maybe, to hold off, because it is very hard to stay clean once you,
yeah, there's
you know.
A lot of just...
It's a messy act. Yeah. It's a messy act, and you need to be able to embrace that. All right. Any final thoughts on this?
Shockingly, it seems like small blondes are what's left at the end of the season.
Yeah. A real break with all of my expectations.
Yeah,
that's my guess. He's going to pick a 23-year-old blonde girl.
Yep.
There are a lot of options.
Don't they all?
Yeah. I mean, at least maybe he'll be more honest about it to himself than Ari was, who was like, I'm like 36. I can't pick a blonde 24-year-old. And then was like, on the other
but
hand.
I could.
But I also can.
Having gone with the alternative, I feel like definitely it's better to just go back to plan A.
Yeah. And then if I get too close to her, she's so fertile and young, she'll just go back to
yeah, congratulations I mean, to them.
Yes, of course. It's always happy. Yeah. I think... I don't know. I'm actually hoping that it will be boring enough that we'll be able to get to know everybody a little bit better, because I'm fascinated by this generation of girls that I now have almost nothing in common with, and I just need to learn what they're up to. What are they about? What's this digital native generation like?
They were like in middle school when we were graduated from college.
That's what I mean. Like, they're total strangers.
Yeah, I look
I don't
forward,
think that younger you people know. Should be allowed. Like, you know, it's like,
in
I should be the youngest.
Older.
Allowed to be the youngest.
Allowed where?
Allowed out. Allowed allowed around.
Yeah. Now that I'm in my 30s.
Fan of Rumspringa.
The Bachelor needs to exclusively be populated by 30-something women because
that's
this
so
is
funny.
About me.
You got to grow with your audience.
It is a little
and the
bit
audience
how I,
is
if
us.
I'm being totally honest, is a little bit how I feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just less invested in it's
right.
so
I
weird.
Recognize yeah. this is a personal issue of mine
yes,
because
me too.
I have aged, but yet I want the franchise to be about me.
They really, you know that dating app for senior citizens that sometimes they advertise? And I think there should be a Bachelor version of that. It's like mature singles.
Oh, boy. Both of those words are
and they're, sad. They're all like women in their 30s and men of all ages.
Yes,
over
of course.
45.
Yeah.
I think that would be really, you know, relatable television. Yeah, I feel like I didn't get a chance to get to know any of these women yet, and I barely got to know Colton.
You know, looking forward to an episode that doesn't involve a live watch party.
Oh my gosh, me too.
So
even doing this recap for the large periods of time where I forgot there was the live bits, I like felt like I was back in the old Bachelor, and it felt nice.
It felt like an aggressive move against recaps to me. It's like, oh, you enjoy talking about this with other fans on Twitter. You enjoy like processing what's happening. What if we made that part of the show, and now you're irrelevant? It's rude.
Job security.
I know. Think
you're
about
fine.
The podcasters.
You're fine.
Think about the tweeters. Yeah, I'm excited for next week, and I'm excited to see some of the shit stirring begin.
Yeah, so much to look forward to.
I mean,
and thank you so much, Allison, for being here to slog through this with
thank
us.
Thank you so much for having
it's
me.
It's been a true pleasure.
It was my greatest pleasure. And I hope we get to do it again.
Yeah, I hope next time we can actually talk about The Bachelor and not live watch parties.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
We are all basically head on the table asleep.
Yeah.
Talk to ourselves.
I really need a nap.
So good night, listeners. Hope you sleep well.
All right, Feminism Fails. Let's get this going. The beginning of the season is always a very bad time for feminism. And I think Colton's season is particularly
It really
aggressive.
Delivered. It delivered on those feminism
it
fails.
It really did. And Colton was the victim of a lot of it. I think the first thing we need to talk about is all of the jokes and mentions and teasers about Colton, whether he's going to lose his virginity, what it means for his manhood that he's a virgin. It, like, honestly, is really offensive and tired, and I wish they would stop doing it. It sends a lot of weird messages about masculinity and about sexuality, and I am going to give that a 5, actually. I've upgraded it as I was talking. I think
it's
even
bad.
Worse.
It's bad, and I hope they've all just gotten it out of their systems and we can move
Doubt
on.
It.
But I don't believe that is the case. Next, the fan of Ben Higgins, who modeled dubious consent model, with help from production. So let me just say, just because the victim of that lack of consent is a man doesn't make it a joke.
Yeah. I mean, nothing too bad happened, so
we're only going to give it a 3, but it was just creepy.
It was I don't like to see these people being treated like meat for fans to, like, you know, use as toys. Like, it's unsettling. And next, we're going to talk about Kaylin, who, as you heard, is gunning for the title of Miss Underwood. Despite that error there, it does make it sound like being a man's wife is some sort of identity-defining honor, which is extremely regressive. And we're going to give that a 4.5.
And then it was played as some big, hilarious joke that Colton could not pronounce Onyeka's name. I'm going to say, not that hard to pronounce Onyeka when someone is literally telling you how to pronounce it in front of you. And it was played as this weird, ha ha ha, this white dude can't pronounce this black woman's name on a show that barely features people of color. Just kind of gross. Didn't love it. Gonna give that one a 4.
And finally, totally gratuitous footage of women in bikinis lined up outside Chris and Crystal's hot tub in extremely cold January weather. I mean, I know it's LA, but it is January. And by the way, there were so many hot 23-year-olds on this show. Is there not enough eye candy for all the pervs?
Never enough, Claire.
Oh my God. I'm giving that a 4 just because I can't handle how far retrograde they're going this season.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks, of course, to our wonderful guest, Allison Williams, and our producers, Nick Offenberg and Sarah Patterson.
Please subscribe to Here to Make Friends wherever you listen to podcasts and give us a 5-star rating so you don't miss a moment of Colton's season recaps. And you should be able to find us. We have that cool new blue logo with a rose on it. Check it out. Give us a follow also on Facebook and Instagram at Here to Make Friends Pod.
And you can also follow us individually on both Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Emily D. Rose.
And I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And we'll be back in your feed again this week with something kind of special. Bye.